feelings. How are you? You are at the Citispell show, and it is Wednesday, August 12th, and yesterday was a really huge day in American history. Teresa, how are you?
I'm doing fine, my
darling. Did I just say August? I just said August 12th, and I meant
f***ing
A. All right, I mean, shoot.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night,
Wednesday, September 12th, and it is a delightful day. Teresa, how are you, my darling?
I'm doing fabulous, my darling, and how are you?
Also fabulous. Ashley?
Awesome!
Erin?
Hey!
And Heather, are you going to speak or no? She just growled at me, so I don't know. I'd like to set the scene of what we're doing right now. I think you're going to find this really funny. All right, so we are all at Karen's house because Karen's got the baby tonight. So we're at Karen's house, and I've got Heather to my left, I've got Ashley to my right, and I've got Karen and the baby, and they are all coloring sparkly pictures right now. They're all coloring princesses. This is our weird, wacky night tonight, let me tell you. T, how are you? What's happened in the last week for you?
Oh, gosh, you always make me think, don't you? I get my senior moments and totally forget when you put me on the spot. Shame on you.
Awesome.
Come back to me. Ask Ashley, because my mind just went blank.
Ashley?
Oh, 'tis a wonderful weekend I had. Let's see, what did I do? I went to a Vikings game, and we won in overtime, and I know some people probably don't care, but that was pretty epic to go to. And then my mother and I, we went to
Pagan Pride,
and that was fun and delightful and windy, and the falls were really sad at Minnehaha Falls, but got to see cool people like Dr. Todd and Pagan Living TV and everything, so that was really exciting. How about you?
The weekend really was really interesting. We went to Pagan Pride on Saturday. We were supposed to go to the wonderful people from Rome, but we were running late, and so they left. And so and there was no parking there. It was ridiculous. So Brother Ron drove in from Chicago and he spent the weekend with us. So Friday night we ended up with like a little impromptu party at my house, and it was all very spiritual. It was really cool. It was very healing and it was wonderful. Had a bunch of people over. And then Saturday we went to Pagan Pride, and the people there are so cool. It was really awesome to meet like-minded people and I got to meet Dana. Yep, gave her a big hug and got to meet all kinds of people that have actually been on the show, but I've never actually met them in person. They're like, oh, Lisa, how are you? And I'm like, hi. It was like a big homecoming. So that was really cool. Sunday, what did we do on Sunday? Oh, Sunday we went to Afton. I showed Ron Afton, and it was really cool. And what else? I don't know. Oh, my God. Spiders have retaliated.
What?
The spiders in my house have retaliated. Look at this.
That's not a spider.
Did they bite you?
I've got three spider bites on my neck.
I'm not sleeping.
I look like a vampire.
I told you. You got to start talking to them instead of sucking them up in your vacuum.
I prefer the vacuum.
Which you've learned doesn't work.
And they're going to keep biting you.
Oh, and one crawled across, and it was a big sucker. One crawled across the floor today, and I went, oh, hell no. So I had my glass of...
We're on spiders? And what's going on?
Spiders in my house, Karen. They're insane. There's, like, everywhere.
Get a fly swatter.
Yeah, no, because what if they jump?
No, we need one.
Oh, Lord, if they...
Anyway, back to my cool story. I smushed it with my bottle of water, and I sat there for 15 minutes making sure that it was dead today. I was like, you're not getting up. So literally, they're retaliating. I'm like, damn it.
And they're going to keep retaliating until you sit there and you talk to yourself, and you go, all right, what is it that you guys want to tell me? What do you want me to learn from you? Because you're freaking me out.
No, I don't think so.
I agree, Teresa. You live in a forest.
I live in a forest, for Christ's sake.
You're not that far, not that close to a forest.
In my backyard.
It's not that foresty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's even called a forest.
Ah, I've been back there.
You didn't go all the way
back. No, you didn't, Teresa. You stood in the open land where it was safe.
Yeah, but I don't have problems with spiders.
Me either.
Well, I do, because they attack, and they want to bite you and crawl on you, and I don't like them.
And in your mouth.
Shut up, Karen. Did you hear what she just said? And in your mouth when they're sleeping.
Good protein.
Well, you know, when I was 12, we had lived in Red Wing when we got a house that was brand new built, and I happened to get the spider room, and I had a horrible fear of daddy long legs, and they were all over the ceiling of my bedroom and would drop on my head all the time.
Oh, God.
And it was kind of gross in the morning when you wake up and you notice that you've just got legs on your cheek because you've smushed them while you were sleeping. But I no longer have a fear of spiders, so there you go.
Literally, I would pee. I couldn't do it. So they're retaliating.
Of course, that was those were the days where, you know, I did a lot of drinking too, so it may have been get over the spider thing.
I don't think I could drink enough to get over the whole spider thing. In fact, when I walk into my house and walk out of my house, first thing I do, I check the perimeter. Are there any spiders on there? And if there are, then I grab whatever weapon I have. We talk way too much about spiders. I apologize. So tonight's theme for our show is all about protection. And I've got a kind of a cool story to tell you guys. Not everybody knows, but some of you know that I had to call the police because I was getting harassed. So got that taken care of. And today my neighbor came over with my neighbor across the street. So first of all, the next door neighbor who came over and killed my big fat spider for me, mm-hmm. She came over, and then my neighbor across the street just to check on me, because apparently the storm window around by my bedroom, it was half off. And so they were worried that because the police were over that somebody was trying to break in and they were worried about my safety. And I was like, you guys are just the sweetest things. First, you kill my spiders, and now you're worried about my safety. But they're like, we just want you to know, you know, we know that you're single and you're on your own now and you're taking back your life. And we just want you to know that we're here for you and we're here to look out for you and protect you. And if you ever need anything, you just come to us because we are your girls. And Karen is also always. So you think that's really cool? Normally neighbors are like, oh, I want nothing to do with you. But they're like so protective. And I just really think that's sweet. I mean, they're watching out for weird cars driving down the road and everything for me now.
Well, that's great because you really need to have them people watching for you.
I know. I just thought it was really cool. So that's pretty much all I have. I know that this week has been crazy and busy and I just don't remember everything but it was a good week. I just can't remember everything that we did, but it was just really good. But and Karen just did a little dance. What was that about?
My dog was on my foot.
Okay, Ebony was on Karen's foot. And it may have messed up her pedicure, but she did this cute little dance that if you would have saw it was very 80s.
Oh, thank you. Got it from you.
Hey.
Hey.
So Ashley has some news stories for us.
She does. Tell me more.
She does. Let me pull them up for the angel face.
Mom. Are you going to tell them about Sasquatch?
Angel face. You got the prettiest little angel face.
Doesn't she? Look at this little face.
Get out of the seat. Oh,
sorry for my horrible singing ability.
Thank you. Hello! Utah's pagan community grows. Celebrants come together to eagerly share their beliefs, clear up misconceptions. If there was one thing that everybody at Pagan Pride Day seemed to agree on, it was that their beliefs had nothing to do with the devil. And interest in paganism in Utah is growing every year.
Yes,
there's not been any headbutting between us and the LDS Church, said Tamara Gold, one of the owners of Crone's Hollow, a store and ritual space. So people are not afraid to come out of the broom closet. Sunday marked the 11th Pagan Pride Day in Utah, a gathering of several hundred active pagans and curious community members at Murray Park. Far from secretive, the men and women whose beliefs are steeped in nature and centered around everything from Native American goddesses to Norse gods were eager to share. We want to openly practice our religion and show people they are welcome, said Maureen Duffy Booth, whose name in the pagan community is Ailing. Oh, God. Okay. She founded the day in Utah in 2002. We are your neighbors, said the 65-year-old grandmother of 16, who described herself as a traditional witch. The day began with participants standing around a pentagram as several spiral scouts planted colored flags in the image representing the earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. Acceptance is a major focus of the Alternative Scout Organization, which launched a Salt Lake City branch in 2011. We are all inclusive, said Mary Mitchell, a mother of two. All right. Awesome, because we just went to a Pagan Pride Day on Saturday.
Woo!
It was really cool.
It was fun.
It was.
Yay! And now my mother is coloring.
Hey.
So let her joke to you all, but let it be known.
I'm just coloring in where you missed.
She's coloring where I missed.
On the blank part?
And the next news story. Spiritual rights of inmates under attack as contracts halted, prison chaplains say. And let me scroll down. For the past... Your computer is going slow. For the past 6 years, Wiccan priestess Kate Henson has been visiting federal inmates across British Columbia who follow the pagan religion, guiding them in meditation and leading them in prayer chants. But now, she and other minority faith chaplains contracted by the Correctional Service of Canada face an uncertain future after Public Safety Minister Vic something or another announced that he is not convinced all chaplaincy services are inappropriate. I don't know the name. All chaplaincy services are an appropriate use of taxpayer money and ordered a stop to the tendering of new contracts until a review is complete. Program supporters say stripping inmates of access to spiritual advisors would contravene their charter rights and the Correctional Service's own internal 200-page manual on religious and spiritual accommodation. If they choose to scrap this, they're denying the rights of all these people, their access to spiritual advisement of their religion, of their choice, Hansen told Post Media News on Thursday. What do you guys think?
I think that's really cool because, you know, all the other faiths get to have... No, I mean that they
have it. Yeah. Okay, I was like, that's
not good. Not that it was taken away, but that they have it because before it was just, you know, the main, not mainstream, but kind of the mainstream.
The big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. The next one, sad that it's stricken, though. They should bring that back. But Air Force Academy adapts to pagans, druids, witches, and Wiccans. Officials say an 80,000 Stonehenge-like worship center underscores a commitment to embrace all religions. Reporting from Colorado Springs, in the still of a cold November evening, a small gathering of pagans, led by two witches, begins preparations for their coming winter solstice. But these are not just any pagans, and this is not just any setting. They are future officers of the United States Air Force, practicing their faith in the basement of the Air Force Academy's cadet chapel. Their ranks are slim. According to the Academy's enrollment records, only three of 4,300 cadets identified themselves as pagans, followers of an ancient religion that generally does not worship a single god and considers all things in nature interconnected. Still, the Academy this year dedicated an $80,000 outdoor worship center, a small Stonehenge-like circle of boulders with propane fire pit high on hill for the handful of current or future cadets whose religions falls under the broad category of earth-based. Those include pagans, Wiccans, druids, witches, and the followers of Native American faiths. Witches in the Air Force? Chaplain Maj Darren Duncan, branch chief of cadet faith communities at the academy, Academy size, a punchline waiting to happen, and he's heard all the broom jokes. Bo-ho-ho. For the record, there are no witches among the cadets this year, but the two spiritual leaders for all Earth-based religions, one a civilian, one an Air Force reservist, are witches and regularly cast spells, which they say is not so different from an offering prayer. There are also no druids this year, but there could be next year. We're here to accommodate all religions, period.
Way to go.
It's about time.
It is about time.
And Ashley, I just made all of your leaves blue.
She made my leaves blue.
And side note, so I used to have somebody else doing the news back when we first started, and I was actually getting emails saying that I've lost listeners because, you know, they didn't want to listen to that particular person. I got to say, ever since Ashley started doing the news, I'm getting all these emails about how delightful she is, and she's funny.
And she's cute.
And she is cute, but
it's an angel face.
She is an angel face, but everybody just loves her because she's just so fun. And she's a breath of fresh air, and her enthusiasm, and it's just fun. So anyway, I'm getting a high five from Heather.
She has a question.
Heather has a question.
Only a mother could love.
So
no, I'm
not. Susie is related to her.
Yeah!
No.
After the break, we've got Andy Gifford from the Global Love Project coming on to be interviewed by us.
All right. I would like to welcome to our show again, Andy Gifford, and he is in charge of the Global Love Project. Andy has been doing all of these amazing, Sorry, guys. He's been doing all these wonderful things, and it's all about promoting peace and love, and it's just a wonderful project that he's doing. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be
I apologize because I thought it was this September, but it's next September, which is even better. It gives more time to plan. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what the project is?
Well, the Global Love Project was basically, it was devised to help people join together, basically to teach the world about how to make the world a better place. All of it is done with very simple projects that I put together, and I get as many people around the world as I can involved. We've done a lot of great things in the past. It's been going very, very well, actually.
So do you do this by, well, everybody works on this with their intention, or how do you go about getting everyone together?
Well, I've been doing it all through Facebook. Basically, what I'll do is I'll come up with a project, and then I will create an event page, and I will spread it throughout Facebook. Basically, my goal is to get as many people around the world as possible with each project, or at least as many as Facebook can reach.
And it's a flash mob, isn't it?
Yeah, well, my latest project is. We've done food drives, clothing drives. We've done a lot of different things.
But your main project is the Global Love Project, which is a flash mob, which is going to be September 20. Is it 21st, 2012?
It was changed to 2013.
Okay.
Because the number of people that are joining seems to be growing up a little slowly. So I set it back a year to give people enough time to join up.
And you've got people from all over the world that have signed up so far, right?
Yes. In fact, right now we have roughly around 920 people from around the world.
And where are they all from?
Oh, boy. We've got people from all over the United States. There are people from Africa. There are people from a tiny island in Europe called Mauritius.
It sounds like a great project, and it's something that I totally am backing, and I just think it's such a great idea, doing a flash mob for peace. It's such a great job, and I just want to thank you so much, Andy, for putting all of this together. If people want to find you, how would they do that?
Well, they can come look for me on my page on Facebook. Again, my name is Andy Gifford. My profile picture says Global Love right on it. Just look for that. And
well, I know I'm on your page. I've joined your page.
And you guys, you can all go to my page as well. And I've got Andy and I've got the Global Love Project listed on my page as well. So you can find them from there. Andy, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. You are absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for all that you have done. That's really important. What you're doing is great. Thank you so much, Andy. Have a great night. When we come back from the next break, we are going to have Karen Ritchie, who is going to talk all about protection. So thanks so much, guys.
After all you put me through, you think I despise you? But in the end, I want to thank you, because you made me that much stronger.
When I thought I knew you, thinking that too much rule, I guess I couldn't trust, cause your blood taught me so, cause I've had enough. You were there by my side, always down for the ride, but your righteous hate on in flames, cause your greed sold me out of shame.
Oh.
picture. You try to hide your lies, disguise yourself. You're living in denial, but in the end you'll see.
Hello! Hello, Karen. I want to thank Karen Ritchie for coming back on our show. You know that our entire show tonight is all about protection. And so who did we go to? We went to the expert. Karen
Teresa?
No, Karen!
Teresa is also an expert, but when it comes to stuff like this, I go to my go-to girl, and that is Karen. So Karen's got a lot of information for us that she's going to share, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you. You're lovely.
You're pretty.
You too.
And smart. Okay, so Karen's got some spells. She's got just this whole gamut of things that she's going to walk us through. So I'm going to leave the floor to you.
The spells I'm going to give to Lisa, I'm going to read one of them out loud because it's by far my favorite, and my son does it quite often when he's here by himself because, you know, my house is never quiet. And the one, my favorite is a five elements protection spell, and it goes like this. Guardians of the East, element of air, surround me with a hurricane that blocks all panic and despair. Guardians of the South, element of fire, shield me from any dark desire. Guardians of the West, element of water and ice, make all those around you be nice. Guardians of the North, element of earth, make all evil around me give me a wide berth. Almighty Spirit, sanctuary of all, may those who do harm away from me fall. And before, my son has learned also, before doing any of these or doing this, you need to ask the universe for, to be cleared. You need to clear yourself of any negativity, of anything you've been carrying around, and then go ahead and recite that. By far the easiest, but there's others. I'll have Lisa post them. My first and foremost favorite is color magic. Color protection colors. The first and one that most everybody remembers is black, being a color of protection. Light blue is also a great color of protection. If you want to protect a child, pink is the color to use. Purple is a color that is one that will drive away evil, which...
That's a really powerful color, too.
It is a very powerful color. But pink, you know, everyone loves pink. Add a little sparkle to it. It's kind of fun. But pink is a great color to put on a child. And even the boys, you can stick it in there somewhere. Be creative. Kind of fun. My favorite thing to do is play with the rocks.
This is her expertise in so many ways.
I love the yummy rocks.
Rocks are pretty. And there's so many to pick from. There's so many, so many, so many, so many.
You should see her collection, by the way. It is epic.
A little bit of a lot of stuff.
Well, you do Reiki, too.
I do Reiki as well. And Heather knows. Never less than seven rocks. Yeah, Teresa?
I can't hear you, dear. Speak again.
I said, whenever Heather comes over, there's never less than seven rocks around her, under her, on her, and, you know, whatever. So,
and perfect.
You do Reiki as well, Teresa. So
yes, I do.
You have a lovely collection of rocks that I'm envious of. I know. I soon will be in your category. Agates are a great rock to let children have to carry around. Those are the go-to protection of children. Rocks, any agate will do, as long as you set the intention for that rock after you've cleaned it or cleansed it.
Different rocks take different type, like amethyst, you really shouldn't put in sea salt. You should really clean it with water and don't put it in the sun.
I was just going to ask that. How do you clean them and charge them?
I like to stick water out when the moon is full outside, as many containers as I can, and I tend to clean them with moon water. If you're in a store picking out rocks, you obviously can't be soaking the whole store with water. So just holding it, and your intention does a lot in that you can imagine it clean or intend it clean. And if it starts to vibrate, buy it and take it home, because that's how it works. Sea salt works great. So does clear quartz for a lot of them. You can stick one rock in a bowl of clear quartz. And don't forget to stick them out under the full moon.
Yep.
And charge them.
So the last full moon we had was a blue moon. Did you just go nuts and you had like buckets of water everywhere?
Oh, pretty much. Yeah. So everything available, I had full of water.
Yeah, we did the same thing.
Because, you know, the blue moon only comes around every 2.7 years.
Yep.
And it's like double power. So, yep. And it works great for your ailing plants too, because I had a half-dead fairy plant down there, which is now thriving,
nice.
Which is pretty nice. So, and those of you who do Reiki, or if you know someone who does Reiki, have them charge your water. Just take plain tap water or your wine if it's been open for longer than a couple of days, and have them charge it, and it will taste a lot better, and you give it a little superpower.
It should be noted that every time Karen gives me any tea or any snacks or any food, it's always got she always sneaks in witchy crap into there.
Although Reiki isn't witchy crap.
No, she is sneaking witchy crap in there too. Crap, but I mean, she's always protecting me, and she's always, you know, helping me just not, and I gave her full power to do whatever spells and everything that she wants to, because that's how it works. You have to give permission, and I gave her full blanket permission to do whatever she feels I need. So she's constantly slipping stuff in my food.
My personal favorite stone for kids, especially because my daughter was sensitive and she was always under attack, was black tourmaline.
Yes.
That is my top stone for especially the psychic kids.
It is. And I just hadn't gotten that far down on the list yet. Faith, my granddaughter, my 3-year-old granddaughter, who is a seer, Uconite or Uconite is one that I give her in a small sphere, because it's a marble to her, but that's a great stone. She takes it everywhere. Sometimes I sneak little chips from, you can get them from Joann's or Michael's. It doesn't have to be a big giant rock. It can be anything, you know, a little stone chip from a string at Joann's. Mm-hmm. She likes to play with them and it's fun. So she too one day will love rocks as much as I do.
Oh, I'm sure she will.
Amethyst is a great one.
I love amethyst. That's my favorite one.
It is my favorite as well, and resonates with us Geminis, which is nice. Same with the agates. You and I both being Geminis, though I'm older than you. So.
Wait a minute. I'm older than the two of you, so there.
So Karen, what's the next stone?
Citrine, which is also a great weight loss stone.
Ooh.
Oh, I know. Oh, we're in one.
Awesome. I was just told that I'm really fat, so I think I'll love that one.
You have to wear it though. And you have a gold stone, and that's a stone of protection. Is that gold one's all sparkly?
Oh, I love that one.
I know. That's a protection stone. I think I gave it to you, dork. And jet, which is a black colored stone. It also offers some psychic protection. And jet is very light. When you pick it up, it almost feels like compacted dirt. It's not heavy like a stone, which makes it easy to carry.
Is that the one that's sort of like flash lady? Yeah. Okay.
I try to pick up the flat ones. Fits in your pocket or your purse or whatever. Works great. Labradorite is a great protection stone and a sleep stone. But the labradorite kind of has an iridescent kind of bluish green. It's fun to look at. It's mesmerizing for those of us who are Gemini, because, you know, we're distracted by pretty shiny things.
Sparkles.
Moldavite, which is a little bit hard to find. I know.
I've got a chunk.
Oh, you suck.
I can tell you where to get some, too.
Where can I get some?
Oh God! Senior moment. Continue, and it'll come to me. It'll come to me.
Is it the Rock Garden of Enchantment or whatever?
Yes, yes, yes.
And where is that located?
Richfield.
Yeah, it's like on 64th and Lindell.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
We've talked about them before. They should be sponsoring us for as much free advertising as we give now.
I've been there a few times. They have quite a wide variety of stuff. Their spheres are very beautiful to look at. But I haven't seen Moldavite there. I'll have to go back and check.
Yeah. The only problem with Moldavite is it's a very high energy stone, and some people can't have it on them for long periods of time because it makes them all wonky. But it's a fun stone.
Yeah, the Labradorite is like that for me. I can't actually have a piece of Labradorite jewelry. I can hold a stone, but I got to be able to put it down because it makes my heart race. So, which is kind of fun. But Moldavite's kind of has a multi-use, you know, as well as protection, there's clairvoyance, there's self-healing. It's communication with your higher self, which helps you to clear some of that junk out of your aura. Petrified wood, also very light. You have one of those, Lisa?
Yep.
Which also is very light, easy to carry. Quartz. Also protects you from negative vibrations. Quartz is an all-around healer. It's used for a lot of things. And holding up on your seventh chakra kind of clears out all that junk, which is kind of nice. Rutilated quartz, tourmaline quartz, which is what I have a few of those. Lisa or Teresa, I know you have quite a few of them that I've seen that are gorgeous.
Yes, I love quartz. I just love it.
Awesome. Tanzanite is one of my favorites. Unfortunately, it's very expensive, so a very small piece is all I have because it's hard to get a hold of a nice piece of tanzanite. Turquoise and, like I said, uconite is a nice one to have. There's a few symbols that work great. I know, Teresa, you're familiar with symbols. Which ones do you use protection-wise?
I really don't use symbols that much. There's one I do. I don't know what they call it. But it's I'm having senior moments tonight. Are there sun flares?
There might be. I haven't looked them up.
Yeah. But it's based on, I think, the Seal of Solomon.
Okay. And that is a good protection symbol, is the Seal of Solomon. A little bit difficult to draw sometimes, but even having a pendant or amulet with the Seal of Solomon, I have one. That's a nice one. I usually wear that when I'm riding, along with St. Christopher. A Celtic shield knot, which is beautiful to look at. It's a continuous deal. Go look it up. It's pretty fun to have around.
I've got that on one of my tattoos, on the back of my neck.
Yeah. And Eye of Horus is a nice symbol to have as well. Either tattoo, draw it on a piece of paper, paste it on your dashboard. Ask for help, you'd be surprised at what happens. So the last one, our last section for protection, is herbs.
I love herbs.
Oh, so many of these you can just go into the grocery store and get. You don't have to go to a special place.
I know, which is perfect.
Which is cheap and easy.
Well, and then it also doesn't, like, if you're going into the store, you can just be like, oh, what are you making? And, oh, I'm making a pie. Although what I do is a witchcraft. Just because I want to see the look on their face. I do that to the girls all the time. We'll go to like Barnes Noble or something. And they'll be like, I'll go up to them. I'm like, I'm looking for the witchcraft part. And the girl, my daughters are like, oh, mom. Oh, and we did that when we went to Michael's, remember?
We did, yeah.
We went to Michael's, Karen and I. And and we were looking for the epoxy stuff. And they're like, oh, what are you looking for that for? And I go, magic, spells.
He took about six desks backwards and said, it's, I think over there in aisle six, you'll find it right around the corner.
It was perfect. And that was so funny.
We also did it at Half Price Books.
Oh, we did. We did it at Half Price Books. It's just to get the rise out of people. It's just kind of fun.
Yep.
And my little partner in crime over here, Karen, she's totally into like making people feel uncomfortable. So it's awesome.
Gotta push people outside their box. Yeah. But unfortunately, sometimes it puts a bad name on the Wiccan community. So you gotta just not do it a lot.
I know. I just do it to be funny.
Okay, just once in a while. So herbs. Angelica. Oh, it's a plant. You can grow it in your house. Put it by your front door. It's awesome. Anise.
Those are little stars, right?
And they taste up kind of like old licorice.
I don't think I've ever actually tasted it.
And a lot of people burn that along with they'll throw some anise seeds in with their incense or a couple of drops of liquid, which helps when you're meditating. Which is a bonus. Caraway seeds. sometimes it's fun to sprinkle those right outside the front door.
Really?
It is. Love it. It's easy to do, and it's easy to, same with fennel. You can grow fennel in your house. You can grow it outside your front door. You can all four corners.
And all of those are all familiar. Like we can get. Okay, Karen's phone is ringing. those are ones that I've seen at the grocery stores.
Yep.
So they're really common. Yeah. Karen's phone is ringing. Isn't this great timing? Yay.
Yay, fennel seeds.
Yay for live radio.
It's awesome.
And just sit on it. Just sit on it.
That green ground cover bush with the purple berries.
It's the one that you're allergic to. You just gave me a whole jar of it.
I did. And you burned the berries.
I did.
Along with your incense and your abalone shell.
Yep.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Which is great. The people who lived here before us in this house have juniper everywhere, which tells me a little bit about what they did. Didn't recognize it 20 years ago, but you know. And a lot of people, if you notice, will have juniper bushes in north, south, east, and west corners of their property, which we happen to have none that I've planted, but happy to leave them where they're at for them to do their job.
Right.
So nurture them, love them, and let them grow. It is great. And speaking of four corners in your house, there's something that I learned quite a while ago. There's a few hotels that I've been in that have been extremely haunted.
Mm-hmm.
And being by yourself, I don't like the covers pulled off. I don't like being poked at night. So before I go to bed, I will go to all of the doors and the windows, and you stand in front of the door or the window, ask the universe to clear you, and take a key, your finger, a pencil, a pen. And if you draw a pentagram, imagining purple sparkly fire coming out of your finger or pen or whatever, I used a key because I'm usually driving. So you draw a pentagram, imagining purple sparkly fire coming out of it, and then put your fingers at the very top middle of the doorway, imagining
together, right?
Together, yep. Imagining sparkly white light. You draw them to the left and right corners of the top of the door frame and bring it down and kind of make a curtain. That makes it protective. That's a protective symbol or a protective tool you can use if you are concerned about the activity in the hotel, your room, what you might have brought with you.
Negativity. Keeps the negativity out, right?
Yep. And it has worked every single time that I have used it. Lisa's used it.
Her whole house.
Yeah, we did my whole house. Actually, we did a friend of ours' house too, remember? And yep. It was having all kinds of negativity thrown at it, as well as my house. All kinds of negativity. Believe it or not, there are people, ridiculous, stupid people out there that practice black magic.
Yes.
And they've been throwing out some stupid stuff, even though they should know better. So ever since doing all of this protection stuff, instead of it coming at us, it's bouncing back. And so, well, no, we're not
all that karma.
Well, we're actually, no, how do you really feel? I'm just saying we never, ever, ever do anything to harm anybody or to do anything that would give them any kind of grief or anything. We never, ever do that. You know better than that, guys. But what we did was we did a bunch of mirror spells so that everything that they're doing to us bounced back. Yes, Heather's pointing because she was part of that. Her and I did on that blue moon. We did all kinds of, but anything that anybody, any negativity, regardless if it's coming from any person or anyone or a group of people or just negativity from the universe in general, anything that is coming at us bounces off and goes back towards whoever it came from. So, and the
symbols
and all of that really works. So if you want to protect yourself, seriously, listen to Karen because she knows what she's talking about with the whole window thing. That's not the technical term. What was it?
A curtain. You draw a curtain in white sparkly protective light after you've done the purple pentagram. Mm-hmm. Purple is a power color.
So between the stones and the herbs and mirrors and the curtain and all that stuff, we're living in some pretty funky times. In fact, the police officer that was at my house yesterday said that in the last like 6 months, he saw so many more negative, weird things going on that he's never seen. And he's been doing this for the last 18 years. And he's like, I've never seen anything like it. All right, Karen, I want to thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for all of your insight and your wisdom, because you are a star and you've just helped a lot of people. And I want to appreciate and give you all the props for that. And thank you.
You're such an inspiration. So, hey.
Hey. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so Karen Ritchie, how can they find you if they want Reiki?
Well, seeing as Teresa is the one doing it as a business right now, you can find her at Be Merry Holistic, because I have Reiki done by Teresa. She is phenomenal. And ask her for the apophyllite stone stuck on your solar plexus, because holy cow, that's going to open crap up.
I want to thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. It's been a very interesting evening, kind of off the rails. It was kind of a funky and weird, but yet kind of a fun night. Just
you're welcome.
And Ashley says that you're welcome. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's we were kind of off the rails, and it was a little strange night, but it was a really, really good, interesting night. T, what do you have coming up in the next week?
Okay, this Thursday, tomorrow, we've got our Thursday classes started up again. And as I said last week, it's all about fairies this month. So we're going to be discussing fairy tales and sharing experiences about how fairies have shown up in our own lives. And then on Saturday, we've got our Moon Lodge.
What time is that at?
That is at 7:30 to 9 o'clock.
I can probably make that, because I've got water aerobics until 7.
I
have
70.
I like water aerobics. Shut up.
And then on the Saturday, we've got our Moon Lodge starting up again, and we've changed it to where it's going to be 3 or 4 times a year instead of every month. But we're going to be doing like facials and foot massages and all that, because of all this energy that's been bombarding us all. We're just going to take care and pamper each other for that night.
That sounds really fun. That sounds really nice.
Yay.
Let's see. On Friday, do I have anything? No, I'm actually going on a dinner with my uncle. So Friday, I've got nothing. Karen will be in Florida. Saturday during the day, and Sunday during the day, I am going to be at, I am doing aura photography with Bobby O'Sullivan. I know, everybody's like, ooh.
Oh, I have to talk to you later about that too, because we want you guys to come in and do a class around November.
Okay,
just saying.
We can do that. So aura photography at, what is this stinking place called? Oh, Lake Harriet, which is the most beautiful. Have you been there? It's so beautiful there. So we're doing that during the day on Saturday and Sunday. And then at night, on Saturday night, coolest thing ever, dinner and a bonfire. It's a benefit for PLTV, Pagan Living TV. It's a chili dinner. You get 3 microbrew beverages, which that's like flavored beer, isn't it? I don't know.
Also, there's vegetarian chili for us veggies out there.
Yeah, there's vegetarian chili. There's white chili. And then there's like regular chili. There's going to be prizes, which is cool. Awesome people. There's going to be drumming and a bonfire.
Drumming,
yes. So it's going to be really cool. So that starts at 7 p.m. If you go to paganliving.tv, so paganliving.tv, you can get all the information. But that is going to be like the number one, holy crap, super fun. And there's going to be so many people there. It's going to be exciting. So that'll be great. Mm-hmm. So
till next week.
Thank you. Seriously. Yeah, off the rails tonight. What the heck? Anyway, so T, Ashley, Karen, Heather, thanks for joining us tonight. Remember, my darlings, you are wonderful. You are important. You are loved. And remember to always take back your light. Love you guys.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead. Why do you smile like you've been told a secret? Now you're telling lies, 'cause you have sworn to keep it. But no one keeps a secret, no one keeps a secret. Why, when we do our darkest deeds, do we tell? They burn and our brains become a living hell. Keep it sweat, this one you'll say. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead. Look into my eyes, now you're getting sleepy. Hypnotized by secrets that you're keeping. I know what you're keeping. I know what you're keeping. Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Yes, Catherine. I have something I want to tell you, but you have to promise never to tell anyone.
I promise. Do you swear on your life?
I swear on my life.
You swore you'd never tell. You swore you'd never tell. You swore you'd never tell. Lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you.